أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته And welcome back to another day of this blessed month of Ramadan and our series of Ramadan reflections in which we are analyzing verses of the Quran that deal with leadership and management principles from the teachings of Islam. As we've said from the beginning that the Quran is not just a book of worship, a book of prayer, a book of spirituality, that this is a book which has a practical relevance within our lives. And so this season we want to understand leadership, management, mentorship from the point of view of the verses of the Noble Quran. Today we want to turn our attention to chapter number 9, Surah Tawbah, verse number 61. And look at what Allah has to say about the theme of being a team player. What does that mean? It's a very fancy catchphrase that people use. You know, they should be a team player, and I'm sure we've used this or heard this many times. What does it mean from the Quranic perspective? We're going to look at the verse of the Quran, but we understand, first of all, before we go into that verse, just as a brief understanding, that it's always important to be a team player, to listen to our co-workers. Even sometimes, you know, we see that there may be managers or directors, and they may be well in their, you know, in their rightful spot to decide on an issue. But still, they will call the team together, they have a team huddle, they'll discuss an issue, and then they'll come to a conclusion, maybe a compromise. This is seen in the corporate world, it's seen within the history of Islam as well, when the Prophet would have a consultative committee and they would discuss issues, as he did in the Battle of the Trench, the Battle of Khandaq. And it's also based on the Quranic narrative. Without further ado, let's have a listen to the verse of the Quran for today and come back and reflect on its historical significance and its contemporary relevance in our day-to-day lives. Allah, our Creator, God, says the following statement.
وَمِنْهُمُ الَّذِينَ يُؤْذُونَ النَّبِيَّ وَيَقُولُونَ هُوَ أُذُنٌ
There are some among them who talk ill of the Prophet by saying, he listens to everyone. As we see in this verse, that there are people who used to criticize the noble messenger of God, the Prophet Muhammad, may God's peace and blessings be upon him and his family. And they would call him and say that he is an ear. Now that's a bit of a strange word or a term to call somebody. You know, but even in English we sometimes say, I'm all ears, meaning that I'm ready to listen to everything. So this theme, I'm all ears, actually was said at about the Prophet of God 1400 years ago. Why did people call him that? Mostly this was an attack by the hypocrites in the history of Islam because of the fact that the noble messenger of God would give attention, pay attention to everybody around him. He would listen to everybody, young and old, male and female. He listened to people. He heard their thoughts, he listened to their sentiments, he listened to what they wanted to share with him. Ultimately, obviously, he made the final decision, but he gave everybody an opportunity to speak. The hypocrites didn't like this. They didn't think that a prophet should just be giving everybody attention. Why listen to this person and that? Why listen to the rich and the poor, the free man and the slave, you know, the Arab and the non-Arab? These people felt that this was actually a negative trait of the Prophet, that he was being such a team player, talking and interacting and taking everybody's input. And so they said, this guy is an ear. And God replied, if you read the continuation of this verse, that he is an ear which is good for you, that he is a benefit for us. He is a benefit for the Muslims, for all of humanity. In our own day and age, what does this verse mean? Well, it means, as the theme is for today, to be a team player. Just because you're a manager, just because somebody put you in charge, just because you're the head of your household, just because you're the president of your religious organization or mosque or community center, just because you're the CEO of a company, it doesn't necessarily mean that you know everything. No, you are at a position of leadership and you're expected to lead. But many times, the best of leaders is the one who is the best of followers, meaning that you take advice from other people. And this is why we see, right? You have a company, you'll have a CEO, chief executive officer, but he'll have advisors. There'll be people who will give him details, what's happening, right? And that market analysis, research into what's happening in the marketplace in their particular field. If you have a mosque or a religious center, you'll have, for example, a president, you'll have a vice president, you'll have a secretary, you'll have all these different groups of people or individuals, rather, who will advise and let, you know, the president know what's happening so they can make an informed decision in case he hasn't already done his own homework. And at home as well, you may have the man of the house or the woman of the house for that matter. And whatever they say goes, but they don't rule with an iron fist. They don't rule like a dictator. They don't rule like somebody who is, you know, pretending to be God. Right? No, their leading, their governance, their power, their authority must be coupled with humbleness, with humility. They have to be a team player. You can't expect, for example, in a home that the husband wakes up one day and decides that, you know what, as a family, we want to move across the country. And he doesn't consult with his wife or the children. And he just puts the house in the market, sells and packs up and they move. That doesn't work like that. You can't expect the head of a religious organization to just decide to do things because they want to preserve their name. They want to have a legacy that they did something for the community or for their organization. You can't expect a CEO to just wake up one day and make drastic changes. No, these are things that don't happen. And so just as the prophet was called as an ear because he listened to everybody, but he eventually made a decision based on input from others, and obviously him being the messenger of God, he has the best and the final decision. We are not at that level of having, you know, inspiration from God. So we need to take an opportunity and the time to listen, to reflect, to think, and then to make an informed decision, to be a team player, not just the leader of a team, but a player within the team, so that we can all succeed. And success is measured not in how much money you have in the bank, but it's measured by our proximity to God and how much we have followed our obligations to our Creator. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.